Hello and welcome to your reading. Okay, so I put the post out about the readings and a few people wanted me to do one for them, and you were the last person to comment, so I just did it in chronological order because I wanted to be fair and, you know, first come, first serve and all that. But for some reason, like, I wanted to do yours first. So maybe I should have done yours first. I don't know. I did actually debate it for a while, but then I figured I should do things, like, fair and square. But, yeah, for some reason, I really wanted to do yours first. So, like, I'm getting the sense that, like, there probably is some kind of powerful message here. Or maybe things just feel really urgent, or maybe they are really urgent. I don't know. But this is how this is going to work, because I know that you want to do a general reading. So what I want to do is I want to start off by just drawing a significator, one tarot card from the Rider-Waite deck that will just kind of tell me generally where you're at, what this reading is about. It'll kind of set the theme of the reading. Then we're going to draw a bunch of oracle cards from a bunch of different decks, and they'll just kind of give me more information. I'll get a bit of an energy check, and then we'll draw tarot cards, and we'll draw tarot cards, like one for each different part of your life. I'll decide what, or it's not so much that I'll decide. The oracle cards will kind of tell me what areas to focus on. Might be money, might be relationships, might be health, whatever. So we're just going to start with drawing that significator from the Rider-Waite deck. Okay. Whew, this is weird. Two cards just sprung out of the deck. I hadn't even shuffled yet. One of them is the Empress and the other is the Star in reverse. So I guess you're going to have two significators. It's a little bit odd, but... I'm not gonna argue with the universe. It wanted two cards to come out, so this is what's happening. So the Empress, interesting. That's a very powerful energy, but then with the Star in reverse, I'm getting the sense that you are really like, almost like losing faith, or like you feel like you're losing your grip of your, like your grip on your life purpose or on your passion, on your joy. You're kind of losing touch with yourself. That's what I'm getting from those two cards. Like, they're very different energies. So that's interesting. I mean, with the Empress card, like, I feel like you do feel very, like, you do know who you are, and you do, yeah, you do know who you are, and you do know why you're here, what it is you want, what you're passionate about, what brings you joy. But then at the same time, I feel like with the Star in reverse, you're kind of like, it's like you've lost touch with that right now, and you're kind of, I don't know, like, yeah, just not in touch with that right now. Okay, interesting. I'm going to move on and draw the oracle cards, and then maybe I'll kind of understand why we have these two very contrasting energies. Okay, I don't know if you can hear it, but my tap is dripping just slightly. I'm just going to go turn it off, because if you can hear it, it's probably going to be really fucking annoying this entire reading. Pardon my French. That's so interesting. So, yeah, I wonder if that means something, the tap dripping. Because not only was it dripping, but I went back, I turned the knobs really tight, I came back to where I'm reading, And then it was still dripping. And I guess I didn't turn one of the knobs tight enough. So, with these two cards, like the Empress and the Star in reverse, I almost wonder if, like, there's, like, something that's just, like, kind of nagging you at the back of your mind. And, like, maybe you feel like it's something that you should be past at this point, but you're not. And, like, it just kind of, like, even when things are going well, like, it's just, like, that dripping tap in the background that's just, like, drip, 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 just kind of, like, raining on your parade. I don't know. It's just some random thoughts. Let's start drawing your oracle cards just to get a better idea of where you are at and what's going on. I'm going to start with the mermaid oracle because I know you're going to love the mermaid oracle because I know you love the ocean. So, let's see what's up here with the mermaid oracle. You've got inner knowing, and then you've got miracles. I was just going to draw one, but another card popped out. Yeah, I do get the sense with all these cards popping out, and also just with me, like, really wanting to do your reading first, I get the sense there's some big message coming in, but we shall see. The inner knowing is interesting because you've got the Star in reverse, and then you also have the Empress. So I do get the sense that for the most part, you do have a really good relationship to yourself and to your truth. And I do get the sense that you do know what's up for yourself, and you do know yourself well, and you do know your passions and your purpose well. And, like, yeah, I do get the sense that that is your norm. I get the sense with the Star in reverse that right now you don't feel that way. And maybe this card is here as, like, an invitation to come back to this inner knowing that you have, to come back to this Empress energy that you have. Because you do have Empress energy. And I know that from working with you. Like, you would never let somebody treat you wrong. You know what I mean? Like, you're so, like, it's not like nothing bad ever happens to you. You're a human being. But it's like, you're so, like, you would just never let somebody walk all over you. Do you know what I mean? Like, in a good way. In, like, an empowered, Empress-like way. Now, with the Miracles card, I don't know what that means yet. We're gonna have to see. Okay, our next deck we're gonna draw from is the Fairy Oracle. Okay, a card flew out of the deck. Wow. There's a real, like, intense, urgent energy here with, like, the cards flying out of the deck. You got life energy. The Happy Fairy of Sunshine brings lots of life-giving energy. She reminds you to shine your light and to reveal anything in the shadows that need to be healed. Okay, interesting. That gives me more of an idea of what is going on. Now we are going to draw from the Dragon Oracle. Temple of the Sun. Oh, wow. I did a reading just before yours, and this card came out in that reading as well. So interesting. Okay, again, I'm starting to get an idea of the energy, but I want to draw more cards before I jump to any conclusions. I'm going to draw a Moonology Oracle card now. This is my favorite deck for just, like, getting an eye, like, when things feel really out of control, like, you know, like, when I'm working in the salon and, like, people are being weird and, like, I'm like, is it a full moon? Like, what's going on? You know those days, right? When people are just being nutty. Like, this is the deck that I use to just kind of get a general vibe of the energy. So, like, this will give us a really good idea of, like, where, like, what's going on energetically around you. Let me see. Okay. be bold and make the first move. With the cardinal moon. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And then we're gonna use the herbal astrology oracle. Couple more cards here just to get a better idea. Amanita conduit. Okay. Amanita muscarias are those mushrooms that are like red toadstools with like the white dots all over them. I love those guys. They're just really cute. They're like the fairy tale toadstools. You know what I mean? Okay, one more oracle card just to get a general idea, and then I'll start reading and riffing on things. Earthworm, okay. Okay, let's see what's up. Okay, I just want to... This earthworm card... Let's see here. Just want to look up in the book what this one means, because this is a new-ish oracle deck for me, and it's very different than the tarot. Okay, interesting. Okay, that makes sense. That's giving me a good message. And then the same with this Amanita muscaria card. I just want to look up in the deck, or in the book, and just kind of skim the reading. Okay, and by the way, this Amanita muscaria card rules Neptune and Pluto and Mercury. Okay, interesting. Alrighty, so... I'm going to start reading this energy now. Yeah, I think I have an idea of what's going on enough to get started here. So, all right. So, let's see here. There is something in you that is like that dripping tap, in the sense that maybe it's some very, like, deeply buried wound. Could be emotional, could be physical, could be both, could be spiritual, could be a number of things, could be one thing. You probably know what it is when I say this, or have some idea anyway. There is something that's kind of like that dripping tap, in the sense that it's just kind of there in the background, and it sucks your life energy away. Even when things are really great, it's just kind of there sucking your life energy away, and you know it's there, but you don't know how to deal with it, or maybe you don't want to deal with it. I don't really know what's going on. I'm going to have to draw more cards, I think, or yeah, maybe spirit will speak to me, but... yeah, and it's almost like, you know, like having, like, it's like there's this dark closet in your mind that you need to shine a flashlight in, and you need to shine love and light into, so you can heal this thing with love and light, so that it's not kind of there, like, in the background sucking away your life energy. Yeah. Interesting. Now, I do get the sense that right now you are going through, I mean, actually you told me as much, that you're going through a bit of like a dark night of the soul. You're kind of losing your faith a little bit. And maybe you feel like you're losing like touch with yourself. Even though you are normally so powerful and you do normally have this deep sense of inner knowing, I do get the sense that right now you're just going through this time where, like, it just does not feel like that. You're waiting for a miracle with the miracle card. for some reason, I'm reading that maybe you're looking externally for miracles more than looking internally. Like, maybe you're looking out there for something to happen, to save you, to rescue you, to help you, to get you out of this, like, deep spiritual depression that you're in. But really, you need to look into yourself and into your own power, because you do have everything you need. Because, like, you are a survivor. I know that from knowing you, and I'm also getting that in this reading. You are a survivor. But I feel like sometimes, like it's almost like, because you've already survived so much and because you've already, like, been through so much, it's like this time around, this dark night of the soul, it's like you're kind of like, really? Really, universe? Again? What the fuck? And it's really making you question your faith in a higher power, in God, in the universe, and maybe even in yourself. On your darkest days, it makes you question your faith, not just in God and not just in the world, but in yourself as well. And I think that you've kind of, like, earthwormed, to quote the card, you've kind of earthwormed, and you're kind of going into a bit of, like, a depressive hole where, like, you don't want to, like, because you're afraid of being let down, you don't want to be bold and make the first move. You don't want to take action. You don't want to act on faith. And then you're kind of, like, hiding away, not just, like, not physically, but, like, energetically. You're hiding your true self from the world. You're hiding that Empress energy from the world. You're shying away from your intuition. And you don't necessarily want to put yourself out there again. I think you're afraid of getting hurt. I think you're afraid of being rejected. This could be romantic. This could be career. This could be everything. And yeah, I think you don't want to act on faith anymore. You want things to work out for you. You want a miracle. You're wondering where your miracle is. This is what I'm reading. I'm going to get into the tarot. Okay, I have to say something about this reading feels really urgent. Like, in my last reading that I did before yours, I think I spent, like, a full half an hour before I got to the tarot. And, like, things were very, they were a nice pace. They were slow. They were relaxed. I'm getting a bit of, like, a rushed energy here. Like, you're rushing. Maybe you feel like you have to rush. Maybe you do genuinely have to rush. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm gonna pull from these cards, but I just, for some reason, I feel like I have to rush and draw these tarot cards, so we're just gonna do just that. But yeah, mainly what I'm getting is, like, messages about, like, your relationship with God and with yourself. Like, take God with a grain of salt. You can use whatever word you want. I typically use the universe or God and goddess. But if it's God for you, if it's goddess for you, if it's God and goddess, if it's the universe, if it's yourself, if it's the world, like, whatever. But yeah, your faith is being tested a lot right now. And you feel like you're losing your faith. Cards are flying out of the deck. Okay. You feel like you're losing your faith. Interesting. So we're going to draw cards. We're going to draw cards first. Actually, I'm not going to draw cards specifically for specific areas of your life. I'm just going to draw a number of cards and just kind of riff on all of them in a fluid way. That's just what my intuition is telling me to do. Oh my God, this is very powerful. Okay. Interesting. Oh, wow. There is some powerful energy here. There is, like, a really powerful message coming through. Whew. Oh my God, I'm sorry. You've been through a dark night of the soul, to say the least. Fuck. Sorry, I can just feel this. I'm just gonna take a sip of tea, keep myself calm and steady. But I can feel the pain. I can feel the frustration. I can feel the anxiety. I can feel the agitation. Okay, so I drew 6 tarot cards. We've got the 7 of Wands, the 9 of Pentacles, the High Priestess in reverse, the 7 of Wands in reverse, the 3 of Swords, and the Hierophant. Hierophant. Can't say that word. Anyway, not important. Okay, I'm going to start with this 3 of Swords because it's just sort of what makes sense to me. So, yeah, you've been really going through a bad time. Dark night of the soul. You already told me a little bit about it over Facebook, so I already know a little bit about it. But you've been going through, like, a dark night of the soul. You know, like, you've already experienced a lot of pain in your past. I mean, everybody's experienced a lot of pain in their past, but, like, I don't mean that in, like, you've experienced, like, so much pain. Like, I just mean, like, I just know that because you're a human being, you've experienced a lot of pain in your past. And this has been another painful time for you. And I think this one, though, it feels like it could really break you. And whether or not it actually could really break you doesn't actually really matter. Like, that's not, like, that is kind of irrelevant because you're really feeling like this could really actually break you. Like, you're feeling that way. I don't actually even necessarily think that that's the case, but it really feels like that's the case. And just the fact that you're bearing that, I don't know if that made sense the way I worded that, but you're bearing that anxiety and that tension and that sadness. And you're just like, really, universe? Like, I can't take any more. Can I please have my miracle? And then with the High Priestess in reverse, like, you're really disconnected from who you are right now in a big way. You've lost touch with that, like, inner knowing that you have, you know, you've lost touch with that faith that you have, you've lost touch with your strong intuition. And then with the 7 of Wands in reverse, I get the sense that right now it's like you are struggling, you are fighting, you are battling, and you feel like you're getting nowhere. You know, it's not just that you're sad and depressed and like things aren't going well, it's like you feel fucking frustrated. And I feel like in those moments where you're not just sad, you're not just depressed, but you're like fucking frustrated, you're fucking done, like, those are the moments that, like, it can really feel like you're just breaking as a person, at least in my experience. Because, like, sadness, it can be felt. You know, you can go down to the beach, you can listen to the ocean waves, you can cry, you can talk it out. But, like, that fucking frustrating, like, almost anxious, agitated energy where everything feels impossible and yet it feels really urgent and you're really angry and, like, it just, yeah, it zaps your life energy because it makes it so that, like, you feel like you have to do things, you have to get a job, you have to get income, you have to get clients, you have to, like, but then at the same time, because you have to, you don't want to, and it's not working, and because it's not working, you don't want to even more, and it's just, it becomes this big frustrating thing where it just feeds into itself. That was a mouthful. I'm gonna have another sip of tea here. Sorry, I'm channeling, so sometimes I don't necessarily, like, think before I talk because I'm just channeling messages from spirit. With the 7 of Swords, I get the sense that you don't really necessarily trust the world or other people. And, like, honestly, I think that's justified to an extent. I mean, I don't think it's good to go around being paranoid, but I think that's honestly justified to an extent in our world. Yeah, and then with the Hierophant, like, this is all about authority. Like, I get the sense that you feel like there's certain things in our structure of our world with our, like, with our money and our economy and our rent prices and our grocery prices and how they just keep taxing, like, the middle class and the lower middle class, and, like, they don't tax the rich, like, and, like, also with our healthcare system, like, there's certain things in our society that just fucking suck, and you don't really trust society, and I think that that is completely justified, or at least partially justified. Now, this Nine of Pentacles is a really good sign. That's a very good sign because it's showing that, like, there is money coming, there is abundance coming, and I am getting that a lot of this reading is to do with money, stability, health, wealth, material things. That's just the message I'm getting. But a lot of it's also to do with faith, and a lot of it's to do with your relationship with yourself. So it's not entirely about money, but I am getting that that's where a lot of the fear is coming from, both from talking to you and just from this reading. So yeah, with this Nine of Pentacles, like, money is coming. Money is coming. Better health is coming. It's around the corner. Okay. What I want to do is I want to clarify with some more tarot and then clarify with some mermaid oracle. But first, I'm just going to take a picture of the cards that we've pulled so far or thus far, because I sometimes forget to do this and then I draw like a billion more cards and then it just makes taking a photo really complicated. Okay, so I got a nice little photo. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to make sure I did that because I didn't in my last one, and then I had to take a bunch of cards off, and it was Seven of Swords in reverse, frustrating. okay, so let's draw some clarifiers for this tarot, because I want to know more. You're going through a dark night of the soul, you're kind of losing your faith, you're losing your trust in yourself. You really feel like this could be the one that would break you, which I don't actually get the sense that it will. But you're losing that faith that you have. Oh, fuck. Sorry, my alarm went off. I have to take my pill. Just one second. Sorry about that. I have to take a pill at 8:30 every night, which is awesome because it interrupts my tarot card readings and interrupts my TV shows. And anyway, stupid, petty human shit. It doesn't really matter. where was I? Okay, yeah, you're really feeling like this could be the dark time that breaks you. And oh, crazy. I think I just drew another tarot card by mistake, but we're just going to roll with it because when I put the deck down, Temperance was just, it was just like on the bottom of the deck and I didn't pick it up when I picked the deck back up. So, oh man, that just adds to this. So yeah, we're going to do seven tarot cards. I feel like Temperance is like, yeah, right now is one of these times where things are not abundant, things are not going well. And you're really being tested for your ability to be patient and just keep going. And yeah, Temperance, it can come at a very challenging time, but it is a good sign. Okay, so we're gonna clarify the Seven of Swords. Oh, Five of Pentacles, fuck. Holy shit. Man, yeah, you do not trust the world right now because, like, what has the world done for you lately? Like, that's how you're feeling. What has the universe done for me lately? And, like, the Five of Pentacles is, like, the card of, like, there's two people, they're struggling with disabilities, like, One of them can't walk. I think the other one's blind. And they're walking in the snow and, like, you know, they're struggling. They are struggling. But then the pentacles are on the stained glass windows of the church. So it's a card about, like, keeping your faith through times where, like, the money's not flowing or your health is not good. Or it's a card about keeping your faith. So you do have this distrust and the skepticism of the world. And I think, you know, having this skepticism and this distrust of capitalism, very healthy, very logical, like totally fair. But at the same time, don't lose your faith, you know, with the Temple of the Sun Oracle card, with the Star in reverse, with the Inner Knowing, with the Amanita card, with the Miracles card, with the Life Energy card, with all the cards. Don't lose your faith. Don't become like this earthworm and just go down into the ground and like keep your head down because you're afraid of getting hurt. Don't lose your faith. Distrust like the government all you want. Trust me, I do. But like, don't like keep trusting the universe though. You know what I mean? So clarifying the Nine of Pentacles, we have the Five of Swords in reverse. Okay, interesting. Yeah, so you've recently had some big conflict around money. And it's left you wondering when the money's gonna come, why it's not flowing, how will it flow. But as I said, like with the Nine of Pentacles, the money is coming. You will win this fight. Now the High Priestess, we're clarifying with the Moon. Okay. Or it's the High Priestess in reverse. So like, yeah. So you're not really trusting yourself. And honestly, like you're not really trusting the universe. And honestly, I don't blame you because things are really like unclear and foggy right now with the Moon and also with the Five of Pentacles. Like things are really foggy. Like it's a foggy night. You can barely see the stars, the Star in reverse. You're losing your faith. I can't really blame you for not trusting yourself or not trusting the universe right now. But I think it's still important that you do. Maybe you have some practices that will help you rekindle your faith, help you rekindle that fire inside, that life energy, help you enter the temple of the sun. Because, yeah, I think you really need that right now. You really need something. Maybe this tarot card reading can be that for you. But like, you know, maybe you have something you love to do. Like I know you love to go down to the ocean and we will draw more mermaid cards. Maybe you love to journal or sing or like for myself, I have been journaling every morning 3 pages. Even if I'm having like the shittiest day, I'm journaling, I'm ranting, I'm crying while I journal. I'm just that for me is a grounding practice I do that helps me keep the faith. So it doesn't have to be journaling, whatever it is for you. Maybe it's taking a drive and going down to the ocean, but I just think something that's going to help you keep the faith in these very uncertain times. Okay, to clarify the Seven of Wands, this is the card of frustration. We have the Chariot in reverse. Yeah, you feel like you're going backwards. You feel like you're going backwards in life. You're wondering, why the fuck am I going backwards? Like, really? Am I having another dark night of the soul? What the hell? What the hell? And then with the Three of Swords, you have the Queen of Cups. Okay, so I am getting that you're going through this dark night to learn some kind of lesson. And I think actually you already have been learning the lesson. Like, you've been learning emotional mastery. You've been learning how to temperance your emotions. Because yeah, like fear has been really high for you lately. There's been this sense of urgency. Frustration has been really high. And like with the Queen of Cups, I'm getting that like you've had to just really like be like, okay, Tammy, one day at a time, I can only do what I can do. Like I'm gonna do my best, but that's all I can do. Like, I think you've really had to have those kinds of talks with yourself. And I think it's been really hard, but I think you've been learning emotional mastery in a whole new way. Now, this Hierophant card, which is all about authority, what's this about? Two of Swords. Okay, interesting. Some decision that you're trying to make, you don't know what the right decision is. Maybe you're considering a different line of work. Maybe you're considering a new treatment for some kind of health condition. I don't know what it is, but there's some big decision that you're trying to make and you don't know what the right decision is. Or maybe even like authority, the government, society, jobs, landlords, whatever, they're telling you what the right decision is, but maybe your intuition knows that it's actually a different decision, and maybe you're kind of struggling with making that decision. Like, maybe you're wanting to take up a new line of work or go back to school or make some crazy life move. Oh, wow. Be bold and make the first move. That's in your oracle cards. Interesting. And then this earthworm card is all about like an earthworm that buries itself down deep underground and like hides itself away from the world because it's afraid. Oh, interesting. I am getting the sense that there is something that you really want to be doing and like some big life move. Like maybe you want to move or maybe you want to go to school or maybe you want to try for a new job or I don't know what it is. There's just something that you're wanting to do. And this blip in time where you are going through this dark night of the soul, like, and the money's not flowing, it feels like a good opportunity to pursue this thing, but you're also fucking afraid. You're fucking terrified because it would be like, this thing is kind of like a crazy thing, crazy in quotations. It's like something that you, like, people wouldn't necessarily like think is like a stable or like reliable path, but you want to take it anyway. What's this Temperance card about? Ace of Wands. Oh, interesting. Yeah, so I do get the sense that you have really had to learn like emotional mastery and patience through this, but I also got the sense that there's something about trusting yourself and also like trusting the universe and being bold and making the first move. Putting yourself out there, reconnecting with your passion and your purpose. This is so interesting. You are definitely going through a dark night of the soul right now where things feel impossible. And so the idea, like this thing that you're wanting to pursue or that you're wanting to do, this crazy, quote unquote, crazy thing, it's like logically you're thinking like, why would I do this now? But then intuitively you're like, no, this is the time to do it. This is the time to start. And you don't really know, like it's not making logical sense to you, but it's making emotional sense to you. Okay, this is so interesting. With the Nine of Pentacles and the Miracle card, I do get the sense that if you are bold and you take action, if you listen to your intuition, so do whatever you need to do to reconnect with yourself, reconnect with the universe, rekindle that faith, listen to your intuition, and then act from that place where you're just feeling aligned. I do get the sense that with the Nine of Pentacles and the Miracle card, things will work out for you. And also, I get the sense that when you're in that place, when you're taking inspired action, like, you are going to get a lot more life energy. You're going to feel more, like I get the sense with this earthworm card that you're feeling very stuck with the chariot. You feel like you're going backwards. You feel like things are stagnant, two of swords. But I get the sense that once you start like taking the time to make yourself feel good to the best of your ability while you're going through such a rough time, you know, but, you know, when you come back to yourself, you come home to yourself, and then you make, even if it's just one small little decision with the Ace of Wands, one small decision, it's still going to be, like, really, it's still going to have a really like, even just making that one tiny decision, I don't know, like, maybe just applying for one job that you think you would be good at, that you think you'd be passionate about, that you think would feel meaningful to you, that you think you'd be able to do with the stuff you're going through with your health. Like, even if it's just applying for one job, dropping one resume off, if that's the thing, you're going to feel like you have so much more energy just taking a baby step. Like, maybe it's been a while since you've done something for yourself. So, like, even just, like, going down to the ocean and just listening to the waves, that might be the thing that you need to do. That might be being bold and making the first move. Like, I know for myself, like, when I get into a really bad earthworm rut, like, when, like, you know, when life throws me the bitterest of lemons, it's easy to get into one of those ruts where you just kind of, like, hide from the world, and you just kind of, like, stay in your lane because you don't want any more catastrophes. But, like, so, yeah, like, even, like, going to the beach and just listening to the waves, like, that could feel like a big risk for you or a big bold move for you. So you'll know what action you need to take. Maybe you need to go to the beach, listen to yourself, just kind of chill, listen to your inner knowing, listen to your intuition. I am, like, getting from this reading that, like, you have a very good sense of intuition. You really know who you are. Yeah. And, like, I am getting that you do have a really good connection with God and the universe or whatever you want to call it. You've just kind of lost your grip on that right now. But yeah, if you open yourself up, it'll be there for you waiting. It will be. And then from that place where you're connected with yourself and you're connected with the universe, you will know what you need to do next. Okay, so I'm going to clarify some things. So let's see here. Can we just clarify, Spirit, can we just clarify this, like, dark night of the soul that Tammy's been going through? Can we just clarify what it's all about? Truth. Okay, interesting. Well, sometimes when we go through these really hard times, like, sometimes we just get to know ourselves better. We experience the contrast and we get to know what is true for us and what we want and what we don't want. And also, I do feel like when we go through these times, like, it does strengthen our relationship to ourselves. It strengthens our relationship to God or the universe. And, like, I just feel like if you're a spiritual person, which I know you are, like, these hard times, like, they usually come with lessons, right? It's always harder to, like, it's harder to recognize that in the moment, but I'm sure you can look back on lots of hard times in your life, and I'm sure you can think of, like, yeah, I learned that from this, and I got this from that, and it sucked while I was going through it, but that's what I learned. Yeah, and I feel like with this Truth card and with the Queen of Cups card and the Temperance card, like, Inner Knowing card, like, I feel like right now you're going through this because you're just getting to know yourself on a deeper level. You're getting to know what you will and won't tolerate on a deeper level. I'm going to draw another Mermaid Oracle card. Well, it already flew out of the deck, but I haven't looked at it. This one, I would like to know about the money situation. Innocence. Oh, weird. I don't know what that means. I'm going to look at the deck because that's throwing me for a loop. That is throwing me for a loop. Let's see what it has to say. Focus on innocence as you navigate through the current situation. The purity of your innocent heart will guide and protect you through challenging times. Okay, yeah. So this is, now it's obvious to me. So you're going through a really hard time. It's not your first. And you are, like, the trick to getting through this, the trick to getting through this Three of Swords, through this Five of Pentacles, is to, like, not let it, like, totally taint your view of the world. Like, yes, it's good to be skeptical of, like, it's good to be skeptical of capitalism and business owners and people who want your money and like, it's good to be skeptical of those kinds of things, but, like, don't let it make you skeptical of the universe. Like, keep your faith, keep your innocence, keep your passion, keep your purpose, keep your relationship with yourself. Like, at the end of the day, like, the world can take everything from you, but it can't control how you relate to yourself, you know? And, like, that's the most important thing, is your relationship with yourself, which, with the Empress and the Star in reverse as your significator, is, like, I feel like that's the main thing that's really, like, got you down here, is, like, maybe your beliefs are being tested right now, or maybe you're just, like, I don't know. Maybe you're just, like, really, you're just really doubting yourself right now. I think, you know, as much as you're doubting the world and you're doubting capitalism, I think you're also doubting yourself. You're doubting your ability to get through this. Yeah, but I also think, too, like, just keeping that innocence, I think it's going to make you more magnetic to the things that you want. Like, I think that if you are, like, assuming that there will be miracles, and you're assuming that, like, the universe will provide, money will come, I think that you're going to be more likely to attract what it is you want, you know? And, yeah. Now, I would love to know more about this first move you're supposed to make. Like, be bold and make the first move. Like, getting out of your rut that you're in. What's this about? Communication. Okay, so, like, this could be that you're advertising your services on social media. This could be that you're letting people know what you're doing. This could be, what could this be? Communication. Or, like, maybe speaking your truth more, because we have truth as well. Something with communication, advocating for yourself, or maybe even, like, wanting to get into a job where communication is a huge part of what you do. I don't know. That's interesting. I might clarify that as well. Clarify the clarifier. Okay. What else do we want to clarify here? What's gonna come of this situation? I'm not even gonna ask for a clarification. I guess I want to know more about these miracles, more about the money, more about just what's gonna become of this situation. Dreaming. Okay, well, I mean, interesting. I mean, I do think you are kind of almost being forced or encouraged to connect deeper with yourself. And yeah, it's sort of interesting because you've lost faith in yourself, but you're going to find it again, or you can find it again if you choose to. And it's going to allow you to dream bigger. I need to clarify this communication card because I just don't know what it means. So we're going to clarify it with the fairy oracle. Two cards want to come out, so I'm going to honor that. Flourish. The Lotus Flower Fairy tells you to lean or learn from experience and shed your inner light on any unclear areas in your life or those of others. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. This goes back to sort of that life energy card and like the dripping tap at the beginning of the reading. Like, I feel like there is some like deep wound that maybe isn't healed. Maybe it's manifesting itself in your mind, in your body. And maybe you need to shed some light on it. And then that will help you heal, and that will help you connect with yourself, and that will help you move forward and get these miracles that you're seeking. New beginnings. This fairy godmother heralds the joyous news of a new baby or the birth of a cherished idea. Protect and nurture your ideas as you would a baby. Okay. Interesting. And this is to go with the communication card. So what I'm getting here is that this is what I'm getting. And it may sound a little bit crazy, but I think this is like at the end of the day, this is kind of what's coming up in this reading, is that there is some big dream you have with the dreaming card. You've been neglecting it for a very long time. I don't know what it is. I just know there's some dream you have. It's related to what you feel is your purpose. It's related to what you're passionate about. And you've been neglecting it for a very, very long time because you don't feel it's like, quote unquote, realistic, or people have told you that it's not realistic. And I think that this dark night of the soul is waking you up to this truth. It's waking you up to the things that you still want to do with your life. And it's waking you up to the fact that you can still do those things. And sometimes I think the universe puts us in these like nasty life situations to kind of like wake us the fuck up, you know, to the fact that we're alive. With the flourish card, like I am getting that you really need to shed light on not just like past wounds that maybe you didn't heal, but shed light on these dreams that maybe you buried or that maybe you half buried. Let them resurface. Let both the pain that you've stuffed resurface, and let the dreams resurface as well. Let it all resurface. And then there'll be a new beginning. I'm really getting like, even though right now with the Five of Pentacles and the Three of Swords, even though right now, like you're going through this dark night of the soul, I'm really getting that like, if you're brave enough to take a leap of faith, something like extraordinary could happen. Like maybe you will start doing some new form of work that you've really been wanting to do for a long time, or maybe you'll pursue some passion that you've really wanted to do for a long time. It could be career. It might also just be something that you love. Doesn't have to earn you money, although it's always nice when it does. But, you know, I'm just getting the sense that there's something that you really want to do, and I feel like this dark night of the soul is just like saying like, listen to me, I've been trying to talk to you for years and you've been burying me like this earthworm deep down in the dirt. And yeah, I think that this is like, okay, I'm just noticing on your herbal astrology card, I think I already mentioned as much. It's a card of Neptune and Pluto and Mercury, which makes perfect sense because Neptune is the card of illusions and like dreams. And then Pluto is the card of like destruction and then rebirth. And then Mercury is the planet, I should say. Mercury is the card of communication. And like, yeah, I think that like with the Hierophant and the Seven of Swords, like there's a lot of pressure to show up in the world the way other people expect you to, even though you are this Empress energy and like you are really powerful and you, for the most part, have really known who you are and what you want, what you value. I still think there's something that you've been neglecting, that you've been burying, something you've wanted to do, something you've wanted to pursue. And I think that like with the communication card and with Mercury and with, with this new beginnings, it's like you are finally gonna like give yourself this gift of just speaking your truth, being like, actually, you know what, world? This is what I'm doing. I'm moving in this direction. Yes, I'm kind of at this low point right now, but I'm gonna rebuild myself up and then I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. This is what I want. I'm sorry if you're not happy with it. I don't know who wouldn't be, but there's always critics, right? Like anytime you do something great, there's always people criticizing you. It's just the way it is. Like as a writer, I can say this for sure, because when I write something that's like, everyone might like it, nobody likes it, everyone just kind of scrolls past it. When I write something kind of controversial, some people fucking hate it and some people love it. And so, like, I feel like when you're making big life choices and you're choosing, like, to do something really, really powerful and amazing, there's always going to be people that are, like, just going to be really critical and put you down. And, yeah, I think that even though you are this strong Empress, I think maybe this dark night of the soul is, like, showing you that there are parts of yourself that you have been neglecting. And you don't want to neglect them anymore. And even though you've gotten disconnected from yourself, I think that you are kind of reconnecting with yourself, or you will be reconnecting with yourself if you so choose. And then from that point, you're going to take this beautiful, inspired action, and you are going to get yourself to this place where you're feeling better, where you're feeling more balanced, where you're feeling more abundant. And you are going to be starting on this beautiful new beginning if you have the courage to take the leap of faith. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I really hope that that resonates. If it does, please let me know. And if it doesn't, please also let me know, because the feedback is really helpful in me becoming a better reader. Thank you so much for allowing me to read for you. I really feel for you and what you're going through. It's extremely scary when you lose a job, especially due to health issues. I was there like in the fall of 2022. I lost a job due to mental health issues, and it was scary because it was like, yeah, my anxiety was so bad that I couldn't really function at work. And then I had to, they let me go. I was still in a new job, so they could let me go without like any reason, because I was in my 3-month probation, and then I just didn't have a job and I had already left Shears, and, I didn't know what to do. And like, oh, it was just confusing. But it is possible to rebuild. I know that, like, well, I did it. I've done it a few times. And also I know that you told me that once. So this is coming full circle, because I remember when I was thinking about breaking up with my ex, Kyle, I remember we were at Cheers and you were like, I've rebuilt my life so many times. You can do it too. So, yeah, I think the fact that I'm remembering that, it's like I am channeling you for you. I'm channel, because like right now you're in this the star in reverse energy, where you're kind of disconnected from your inner knowing and your inner wisdom. But like you're actually the Empress, you know? You actually are very powerful. You really know who you are. You really know what you want. And you can manifest, you can use the law of attraction, you know about all this stuff, like you can do it. And it's like I'm channeling past you talking to me that needed to leave the guy I was with. I'm channeling that memory to you so that you can remember that you have the power with the Empress to rebuild. You do. You do have the power to get through this. Yeah. And this isn't just like me giving you a pep talk here. This is me like reading the cards and also just knowing you and knowing you're such a strong, resilient person. And like, yeah. So I know you can get through this. I really feel for you. Because it's hard when you lose a job in our capitalist society that is so expensive to live. So yeah, I really feel for you. I know you can get through this. Best of luck. Once again, let me know how this resonated. This was so much fun. Yeah. And just, thanks for being you. That's really what I want to say. Cause I also do like you have a very, I feel like you have a very special youthful soul, like not youthful in a bad way, but just like, I remember like on your lunch breaks, you used to go down to the lagoon. Amazing. Who does that? Or who, yeah, like no one does stuff like that. I work with some of the most miserable people, like I will just say. They would never consider like driving to like Swan Lake on their lunch break. I say Swan Lake because we're closer to Swan Lake than we are to the lagoon, but like, you know, I think that's just such a beautiful, like youthful, joyful energy. And like, I think at the end of the day, like you just got to come back to who you are, because I think when you come back to who you are, the next step will be obvious. I really think that. Okay. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll do my best to clarify things further. Yeah, thank you again for your time, and I hope this resonated. I hope it was helpful, and yeah, best of luck with everything.